This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're joined by Mimi Falkman, premium lubricants expert from CHS, to talk about avoiding equipment downtime during spring planting. Mimi, with many farmers about to get back into the field, what prep work can they be doing now to set themselves up for success this spring?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I think that's an important question, especially as we head into spring quickly. Really, some of those key prep work items that farmers can do now is really prepare and get ahead of the game. Make sure that your equipment is ready to go. So take a walk around all of your units just to make sure that, you know, everything's in place and nothing is damaged or broken or there's not any debris that's in the equipment from last fall. If you notice any damaged areas, get those areas fixed as soon as possible so that they don't become a headache later. The second thing I would recommend is that folks check their oil and greases. Really think about how your equipment performed last fall. Do you have any issues with bearings, or did you have any expectations for your lubricant products that, you know, really weren't hit? And make sure you're having those conversations with your cooperative dealer so that you can get a better lubricant product to help you be more efficient. The third thing I would say is stock up on quality lubricant products just to eliminate any stress when it comes to that type of inventory. So you can focus on planting this season rather than trying to deal with any inventory complications.
And even though everything seemed okay when they put the equipment away last fall, they shouldn't take that for granted. They still need to check everything out and make sure it's in good condition before they head to the fields this spring.
Yes, that's exactly right, Mike. Now that farmers have done that first step, you know, of taking that look around the outside of the equipment, it's really important to look inside. And one of the key ways to do this is doing a lube scan used oil analysis. They can test the oil that's been sitting in their equipment over those winter months and just make sure that there aren't any concerns or serious problems that can be identified within that used oil. And it's pretty easy. They just have to take a quick sample of either their engine oil, or we also do hydraulics as well. Submit that sample into our ALS program, and then they'll receive a report back basically indicating if there are any concerns or problems that they need to be aware of within those different components that they need to address immediately before getting out into the fields.
Why is it so important to use the right lubricants?
A lubricant is really the lifeblood of your machine. And as it operates through all of these different components, especially in that engine, they're faced with really intense pressures and intense heat, but also outside. Farmers are running in dusty, dirty conditions. Sometimes they're sloppy, they're wet. There's a lot of elements that can really degrade a subpar lubricant product. So it's really key to use a high quality product that meets OEM recommendations and current specs to make sure that the lubricant that you're using stands up to your expectations and the conditions that you're working in.
Yeah, let's talk more about that. Mimi, what should farmers look for in a lubricant to help their engines meet the demands of spring planting?
That's a great question. I would say farmers should look for three specific things. The first being that the lubricant that they're selecting meets current API specifications. So that's currently CK4 or FA4, depending on what your engine or OEM requirements are. The second thing I would recommend is that farmers look for a synthetic lubricant product. These types of products are engineered really to stand up to severe conditions and under operating elements as well. And then the third thing I would say is find a lubricant that has a low shear stability index number. This relates to the type of polymer technology which is inside of the product. And that low shear stability index indicates that that product can stand up to those intense pressures and intense shearing and prolong the life of not only the oil within the drain interval, but also your engine in the long term.
That's Mimi Falkman, a premium lubricants expert from CHS. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.